A national abortion group is set to protest all week in Milwaukee, including on the corner of Water and Wisconsin downtown. The protest features graphic images of aborted fetuses designed to create a reaction. WUWM's Mayan Silver reports.
Anti-abortion group Operation Save America converged in Milwaukee yesterday for its annual national conference. It'll be staging a number of protests, rallies, and other events around the city. Matthew Wiersema of Illinois participated in the protest on Water in Wisconsin.
We're exposing the abortion genocide that's going on, that's hidden away, but it's going on, it's rampant in our culture. They're mass murdering preborn children inside killing facilities across the nation.
The group aims to abolish abortion in all circumstances. Members are also known for derisive statements about Muslims and gay people. But the group's members describe their protest as non-violent and loving. Here's one of the leaders of this week's events, Ante Pavkovic of North Carolina.
Yeah, look, we're a Christian group. We're not violent. We don't believe in that. Our message is really what we're doing is all we can do is pray, speak, you know, beseech, preach to, show people, give them literature. And that's where it ends. I mean, we can't make anyone do anything.
But there was some lack of support among Wisconsin anti-abortion groups. Heather Weininger of Wisconsin Right to Life issued a statement saying, quote, "We don't support the activities they do and really don't have any further comment than that." During yesterday afternoon's lunch hour at the Water in Wisconsin protest, a man on a megaphone spoke, surrounded by a group of people in red, black, and white t-shirts with crosses that said Jesus is the standard.
And as creator, he gets to determine how we should live, and yet we've rebelled.
Many had posters with graphic images of aborted fetuses. I caught up with a passerby named Lisa, who says she works downtown.
They have the right to do what they want. I think it's a little disruptive, but they have their rights.
The group also protested at the Affiliated Medical Services Abortion Clinic on Farwell and the Planned Parenthood Clinic on Water Street. Those are two of three abortion clinics in the state, the other one being in Madison. Erin Quinlan of Shorewood was picking up her sister near Affiliated Medical Services when she saw the graphic signs. She said she flashed back to when her daughter was 7 years old and was traumatized by seeing similar signs.
And it's devastating for anyone to see, much less small children. What's that, mommy? You know, for days they're going to have that picture in their mind. Do they care? No.
Quinlan says it's sad that protesters have small children with them. There were also lots of police in the area, keeping a watchful eye. Duvern Gaines is director of the Feminist Majority Foundation's National Clinic Access Project. She was in Milwaukee for what she described as her organization's mission to protect embattled reproductive health care providers. Gaines says her group trained almost 50 volunteer escorts in Milwaukee on Thursday night.
We also have had lawyers volunteering their time coming up from Chicago, Madison, elsewhere to be legal observers and to look out to support this provider. Hundreds and hundreds of community members are here assisting this clinic and also on standby to assist Planned Parenthood to make sure this clinic stays open and all the providers in this community stay open.
The clinics where protests were held released statements. Affiliated Medical Services says it's asking members of the community who support the clinic to not engage the protesters because the clinic doesn't want to escalate a, quote, already scary and chaotic situation. There have been similar protests by Operation Save America around the country over the years. The group plans protests every day this week in Milwaukee. Mayan Silver, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.